The new Indiana Bible College album, At the Cross, will be available April 11th, 2018. Welcome back to the Indiana Bible College podcast, where today I've got a question for you, but it's not my question. It's the question of Becca Pace, our student body secretary here at Indiana Bible College, and she asked us in a chapel service, are you a leper? So let's listen. Sister Becca Pace, are you a leper?
Let's open up our Bibles to 2 Chronicles 26. We're going to be reading verses 5 and 16. And I need to tell you a story with camp. So I was blessed with the opportunity to dorm supervise for the past 5 years with Claire McElhaney. Let's go. And so we would dorm supervise, and, you know, I'm going to IBC, and I'm like, man, IBC, you know, I'm pushing it, and like, woo, you know. And we're in service, and we're all standing there. And the preacher goes, turn your Bibles to either 2 Corinthians or 2 Chronicles. I couldn't remember which one. But needless to say, I went to the wrong one. And so I'm flipping, and I promise I took OTS, NTS, and I went through all the books of the Bible. I even bought the song of the books of the Bible, trying to memorize it. But I was flipping through, and I looked over, and I realized that the girls were watching me. And, you know, one's in the Old Testament, one's in the New Testament. And they were watching me, and they started going where I was going. I looked down, and I was like, oh, that's the wrong one. And so then I started flipping back over, and I realized that they started flipping back over. So I was like, oh, very embarrassing, but we are in 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament. So, reading verse 5, and it says, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. So if you could turn to your neighbor and ask them a question. Are you a leper? The reign of 52 years spoiled with one choice. You may be seated. 2 Chronicles really goes into the importance of the temple and kings, and it's actually mirrored with 2 Kings. And I understand that here at IBC, a lot of us are getting sick. Can I get an amen? The H1N1, 2, A, B, C is all going over the place. And, you know, I hate being sick, especially here, because you're like, man, I just want my mama. I want your mama. I'm just sick, and I just want to just get some soup and some jelly and some Sprite and call it a day. But I hate being sick. But can you guys imagine if we had leprosy going throughout here? Ooh. Ooh, that would be bad. You think the H1N1 ABC is bad? If we had leper, that'd be pretty bad. And actually, leprosy actually still exists today in some countries. But we have antibiotics that can help kill it, but some people can't get the antibiotics, so they have it. So that would stink. But leprosy, what it is bacterial infection in the body to the point where it's really nasty. When I was doing research and looking up photos, I couldn't even look at the photos. They were so nasty. But it causes severe skin sores. Like, can you imagine just having, you know, like just skin sores all over your face? And it causes nerve damage to the point where your arms, your fingers, and your legs can just randomly fall off. So, yeah, it's pretty nasty. And it's very, very contagious. So in the Bible, we have a lot of times where some people, they just simply had leprosy, but then others got it and it was connected to sin. So the leprosy that we are talking about today is connected with sin. Uzziah, at the age of 16, is announced that he is king over Judah. At the age of 16, I was in my prime awkward stage. Of the wonderful jean skirts, the Air Apostle shirts, the Old Navy flip-flops, and the awkward poof. Oh, every girl can contest. That was awkward. Oh, he brought me a mighty long way. But I can't imagine at the age of 16 being announced queen. I can't even get my dress or my hair together, let alone run a whole country. But Uzziah had this opportunity. And in the Bible, it says that the people chose him. So they pretty much chose him to be king. So with him being so young, they normally have prophets to help them, kind of like leaders, counselors, that kind of thing. Most kings usually had that. And Uzziah had Zechariah. And that Zechariah understood the visions of God. So this shows me that Uzziah had good leadership in his life. He had good leadership over him. And the names in the Old Testament and in the Bible, they all really had significant meaning. And so Uzziah, he had two names, kind of like I do. My first name is Rebecca. That's actually my real name, but everybody calls me Becca. And it's kind of the same with Uzziah. His, like, chill name was Uzziah, which means the might of Jehovah. And then his more formal name, like Rebecca, was Azara, which means whom Jehovah aids. So this shows that he had the might of Jehovah, and Jehovah aided him. And then, so this is sounding really prevalent to our day and age right now. We are presented with a task to go reach lost souls that need this wonderful, beautiful truth. And it's so amazing to me. And I just want to pause right here and say, I love IBC. And I love how each and every one of you are so talented in such great ways. Like, some of you can play and sing phenomenally. I believe strongly that the Lord didn't really bless me with that. He can't put more on you than you can bear, and he knew that I can bear that because I would be very prideful and stuck up. So y'all, you guys' humbleness and towards that and stuff, man, it's so awesome. Or maybe you guys are really good at connecting with people. Like, it just happens naturally. And so, you know, it's amazing how we all are here for one task, and that's to sharpen our axe so we can go out and cut down some trees, you know, be better and learn skills that will later on be able to apply. But it's really cool to see how we all have different ways that we're going to do that. So be supportive of each other. You know, be supportive. That's so cool how God has gifted them with some stuff, and God knew that they needed it. So it's really cool and really exciting. But then also, Uzziah had great leaders, like we do today. We have this amazing opportunity to have great leaders in our life and help us and lead us and guide us. So we can really relate to Uzziah here today. And the Bible says that Uzziah sought the Lord God in the days of Zechariah. So when Zechariah was around, it really encouraged him, and he sought after God. And it also says that Uzziah did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. So it shows me here in his word that Uzziah was a good man. He was a good man, and he had good leadership, and he was just doing good. And it says that as long as Uzziah sought the Lord, his God, that God made him prosper. So turn to your neighbor and say, made him prosper. This is so encouraging to me, because it shows that as long as I seek after God, no matter what situation may come my way, no matter what the problem is, God is going to make me prosper. That's exciting. That's so exciting to me, and the fact that as long as I'm serving him, no matter what the storm is, no matter what the test or trial is, that God's going to allow me to prosper, and he's going to make me prosper. And why wouldn't he want to make somebody prosper who is truly seeking after him? But with this prosperity and all this success, it comes strictly from God. But you have to choose to seek after God. Remember, he reigned for 52 years. That's a lot of years. And in that time, God allowed him to prosper in great and mighty ways. In verse 6 through 15, it talks about all his accomplishments. Literally 9 verses talking about his accomplishments. That would be awesome to have in the Bible 9 like verses that strictly talk about the accomplishments that God did through him. That's really cool. And we find that he was a great builder. He had lots of cattle, and he organized a huge army. And Uzziah, he had it going on. And with him being so prosperous, then it allowed the land of Judah to enjoy peace and prosperity. So why was he successful? Because he sought after God. And yes, he was one of the most successful kings and did great things in his life. But something happened. Something happened to him. And in the Bible, it says that he was strong and his heart was lifted up to his destruction. He kind of got that flipped up. You know, when the word of the Lord says, you know, in my weakness, he is made strong. And Uzziah kind of had that flipped, and he started to become strong in his own way. And so this shows us that, you know, he was just strong in his own self, in his own self. And his name started to get out there. All throughout the land, people were talking about, man, Uzziah, he's doing this. Man, he's doing that. And his name just got out of there. And when you begin to prosper, that's when the devil becomes scared. The devil gets scared because he sees that you're prospering and doing the work of the Lord and doing mighty things. So with you prospering and doing great things, he's going to present you with a lie. And I believe that he presented Uzziah with a lie. A lie of, you know, God didn't really do that. You did that. You're awesome. You hear all these people talking about how great you are. And we can kind of do that. You know, we just got off IBC Live, and God did incredible things. He moved in mighty, mighty ways. But the devil sees that you prospering and doing great things for the kingdom of God, and he would love nothing more than to slip in and say, man, you know, yeah, God moved, but if you didn't play, you know, if you didn't sing, then God wouldn't have moved, you know? So we can see where God will present you with an opportunity, a lie, an opportunity to allow something to come into your mind and your heart that shouldn't be there. Or you were on that MSA and, man, did you preach the house down? And then he'll come in and say, it wasn't because the Lord, it was because of you. And that's a scary place to be. That's a scary place to be when you become so prideful in your own self that you think you can do life without God. That's a fearful place to be. That's honestly one of my greatest fears, is to get to the point where I think I'm better than God, that I can work in my own human intellect. That's a scary place to be. So yeah, he probably started out saying, you know, when they're all talking, he's probably like, oh, glory to God, glory to God. And then something happened, and he started to believe in that line. So maybe he started saying, I like the way that sounds. Just stop. Keep bringing it. And he became prideful. In 2 Kings, it says in verse 15:4, now remember it's mirrored with 2 Chronicles, and it says, save that, talking about Uzziah, it says, save that the high places were not removed, the people's sacrifice and burnt incense still on the high places. So these high places were heathen shrines, like a big Buddha or something like that in Judah, and Uzziah, he failed to destroy them. So he knew what was right. I mean, he had great leadership, but yet he failed to destroy them. And I believe that even within his own life, he began to build bad high places in his heart and in his life. And when you begin to build with wrong things in your life, you will then lose the reverence to whom God is. And when you lose that reverence of who God is and what he can do in your life, then you'll lose that relationship with God. To the point where you're like, I don't need to read and pray today. I'm fine. And then it's just one little small thing after another little small thing that then will lead into a big compromise. And then before you know it, you're long far away from God. All because you chose to believe in a lie. And then in that moment when we're all believing that lie, we will all be presented with a choice. So turn to your neighbor and say, you have a choice. Just like Uzziah was. He was presented with a choice. But when he was strong, in verse 16 it says, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Uzziah, the priest, went in after him. So the priest is coming in, and some other priests are coming in, and it says that, and they withstood, so they were forceful with him. And they're like, Uzziah, the king, and said unto him, it apprehendeth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and that are consecrated to burn incense, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. neither shall it be for thine own honor from the Lord. You know, it amazes me that we see that in the world, they were using incense. They were sacrificing like it was no big deal. And in the temple, it was a very serious thing. And it was one of God's commandments that only the sons of Aaron could do that. And priests, they were asking, they're like, what are you doing? You know better, Uzziah. You've been raised in this. You know better. You know not to do that. What caused you? Why are you doing this right now? Even what you're doing won't even bring honor to God. So just get out. Get out of here. And, you know, that's kind of what the world does. They kind of play around with the incense. They say, you know, we have a church. We don't really believe in holiness or that stuff, but it's no big deal. Or, oh, you know, salvation, that's not that big of a deal. You know, just believe on the Lord and you're good. And they play with the presence of the Lord so lightly and so flippantly that they don't even really care. And they'll bring rock stars into the church of God and they'll be playing that. Like, that's just sickening to me. But that's what the world does. And Uzziah got to a point where he's trying to kind of mirror the world. And that's dangerous when we try to mirror what we're doing by the world instead of mirroring it by the word of God. So, and also, one of my friends from high school, she called me up recently. And so we got together and we're just kind of talking. And she's like, Becca, I moved to Indianapolis. And she said, I'm just looking for a church. She said, I've been to this church, and it was just a rock star place, or I've been to this church, and they weren't even, it was just, she's like, I'm looking for a place that's real. And I was like, hey, I know a place that's real. How about you come on? So that's what our, you know, the lost people of this world, they're not looking for just another sacrifice place of incense that you just flippantly use. They're looking for a real place with reverence of who God is. Amen. And so we see that he had leaders who tried to warn him and stop him. And then Uzziah 19, it says, then Uzziah was wrath and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. When your leadership corrects you, you can either take it with love and, you know, say, okay, and then walk away, or you can take it in anger and spite and become, build this. You know, I heard one time somebody said, when they throw a rock at you, you have a choice of what to do with the rock. You can either throw it back, you can hold on to it and allow bitterness to come into your life, or you can place it on the altar and say, God, here you go. I know that they're trying to help me. I know that they're trying to encourage me. Here you go. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and obey them. And know that your leadership, they just want you to prosper. Like God wants you to prosper. They're helping you. So they may have to correct you with some things. But allow them to. Allow them to correct you. Allow them to correct you. Because being submitted to your leadership is so vital. And I had to find that within my own life. I didn't want to be submitted to my leadership. Because, you know, I thought it was a waste of time. Didn't really matter, but no, it's so vital. And once I learned to submit to my leadership, then this umbrella of protection came upon my life, and I started to prosper. I started to do things for the kingdom of God. So that's so vital. And here we see Uzziah, he took it with wrath, and he was like, I don't care. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose upon his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, in the house of the Lord. From beside the incense altar, and Uzziah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and thus they thrust him out thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smite him. It's pretty serious. And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death, and dwelt in several houses, being a leper. For he was cut off from the house of the Lord. I asked myself, why did he do incense? Like, he skipped four things and went straight to the last thing. And I was like, why? Like, why didn't he just go and, you know, sacrifice something on the brazen altar, or go and, you know, clean his hands, or go and, you know, do the golden stick, or, you know, the shewbread? Like, why did he go to the incense? Incense was very sweet. It smelled really good, like some Bath and Body Works work stuff, you know? It smelled really good. And in Leviticus 16:13, it says, and he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony that he died not. Incense covered the mercy seat. And the mercy seat was the Ark of the Covenant. And so they would do that incense, and it would just cover that mercy seat. Uzziah, he was messing around with the mercy of God. He was messing around with the mercy of God because he lost reverence of who God was. He was trying to imitate the world. He believed the lie of the enemy, allowed pride to come into his life, and he stopped seeking after God and played around with God's mercy. And what was the result? He became a leper. He became a leper, and it was a nasty thing. Leprosy is contagious. So when you're a leper, you're contagious. When you're sinful, you're contagious. And you can contain and cause people to be sick too. And so he played around with the mercy of God. And actually in verse 19, it says, he became a leper in the house of the Lord. You guys can go ahead. And a leper in the house of the Lord. This shows me that people that are in the house of the Lord can indeed be a leper in the house of the Lord. So we're here in this reverence in the presence of God, and there may be some lepers around us. There, you might be sitting next to a leper here today. And I love illustrations. I really try to get away from it, but that's just kind of how God speaks to me in different ways. Oh, you can pour that stuff in there. You need to pour it in there. Okay. So, you're supposed to pour it in there.
Oh, I'm supposed to pour it in already? No, I'm
sorry. You're good. It's okay. We'll just wait it. So, I promise I'm not crazy and using really crazy stuff, but all right. So here today, as I said, I love my, you can see what I made this all out of. I love my illustrations. So here today, we have you. Okay, so everybody say you. This is you. Sorry if you can't see it. I'm going to try to hold it up. You. And you're living for the Lord. You're seeking after God, and God is doing great things. But then you start to believe the lie of the enemy. You start to become kind of like Uzziah. And thinking, this is only by my power, by my might, and not by his. You know, I did that all by myself. So, you know, I don't need God. I'm going to live a sinful life and be okay, because I don't need God. And so when you start doing that stuff, can you actually come and help me? These are too heavy for me. Didn't really try that. Can you start to pour that in? Sorry. Just in here. So, like, do just a little bit. So it does a little bit. Say, you know, a little bit of sin here, a little bit of sin of there. You can continue to pour it all. And, you know, continue to do this, and you start to become a leper. And, you know, my fear is I don't want to become a leper. And I've even experienced this within my own life. That's good. I've experienced this within my own life. And I'm just being real with you guys today. This sermon has really spoken to me recently. You know, like Uzziah, he reigned for 52 years, and he did such amazing things for the kingdom of God. But it was ruined with one choice, one bad choice. So yes, you may be living for the Lord right now and doing these incredible things, but it only takes one bad choice to cause you to become a leper. And even within my own life, you know, I was blessed to be raised in this. I had a great family. I went to public school my junior year, like I got transferred. It was awesome. I absolutely loved public school. God just knew what he was doing. I was homecoming queen my senior year, you know, at a public school that I was the only apostolic Pentecostal there. And, like, then God opened the door for IBC. God's doing all these amazing things, but honestly, I was a walking leper not too long ago, living in sin, allowing the lie of the enemy to come into my life and to believe the lie of the enemy. And I was a walking leper. And there may be some lepers here today. I was one. I'm being just real with you today. You know, you hear story after story of people who were doing great at IBC. There's one story of one girl. She could preach so good, so good. And she was so anointed. She could also sing so good that she didn't even have to do overdubs. That would be awesome to not have to do that. But she allowed the lie of the enemy to come into her life. And now she lives an alternate lifestyle. I don't want you guys to die a leper. I don't want you to lose the reverence of who God is. And I don't want you to die a leper. So, and you can be a leper in the house of the Lord, as is stated in there. You can simply be sitting on the pew going through the motions and being a leper. And leprosy is contagious. So, you know, God, he entrusts people with souls. And you're like, man, you know, I want to reach somebody. I want to reach somebody. But God can't entrust you with somebody because you're a leper. So once you get rid of this leprosy, then God's going to open doors for you to reach people who are lepers. There's walking lepers outside these doors everywhere. And we have the cure. We have the antibiotic. So what will happen is, you know, Uzziah, he was a leper, and he died a leper. But you have this opportunity here today. This is an altar, a place of sacrifice, a place where you come and sacrifice your life to the Lord. And you know what he did for us? He sacrificed for us. He died on the cross. He robed himself into flesh and came to this earth and died for you and for me. He literally thought of you on the cross. And yet we play around with the incense. We play around with God's mercy like it's no big deal. Oh, no, he just died on the cross, whatever. No, he died on the cross. That should have been me. That should have been me. But he died on the cross for you so you could walk rightly, so you could live holy, so you could live a separate, amazing life that doesn't offer temporary happiness but offers the eternal joy of the Lord. And once you know something, you can't unknow it. So you know what you're doing when you're living in sin. You know that it's not right. But here today, we have an altar where God can come. And yes, you're a leper, but he can come and cleanse you completely and fully and get rid of all that nasty sin, all that nastiness, and he just gets rid of it. Thank you. So today at this altar call here today, and the music may come, this altar call is here for two people, well, quite a few people. It's here for people who maybe at the beginning you're like Uzziah, and you're seeking after God, and you're doing great things for the kingdom of God, but yet you're scared of what your future is going to be. Just remember, he will make you prosper. So I encourage you to come and then just lift up your hands and get peace and joy from the Lord. Or if you're a leper, or if maybe you're starting to become a leper, starting to kind of get a little bit of sores here and there, you have a chance to get rid of them. Or maybe you are a walking leper. But I have a message of hope today. I have a message of hope that he tore the veil. He tore the veil so you don't have to go through that process. And you can come to the altar and lift up your hands. You may stand. You can lift up your hands and lift up the name of Jesus. And you can have all that sin, all that leprosy washed white as snow. Yes, it was scarlet as red, but now it's going to be washed white as snow. So today I open these altars up for anybody who you may be struggling about your future. Just know that God will make you prosper. And then maybe you're dealing with the temptation of the lie of the enemy and believing it. You have an opportunity to come here and get rid of that leprosy by the name of Jesus. And I don't want us to come here emotionally and be like, oh God. No, I want us to come here and change. Let's change the ways that we're living. Let's change. Let's make a dedication to change and be a leper no more.
The new Indiana Bible College album, At the Cross, will be available April 11th, 2018.